Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mila. I'm from Transponder Radio, www.trans-ponder.com.
Uh-huh.
And go ahead.
Why are you here today?
I'm basically here to show support for the grassroots organizations that have put together this protest of HRC, and basically to show that we really respect the efforts that they're putting into this and the support of United End Up.
Okay.
So,
and what does Transponder do?
Transponder is an internet radio program that talks about transition-related issues. We basically are trying to educate people about trans issues, about the actual transition process, document our own personal transitions, and to put a positive spin on trans life and just show that we can be normal people just like everybody else.
How did you find out about this event?
Well, actually, I found out about this event at Pride. There were people handing out flyers. I also help out with volunteering for United ENDA. United ENDA is a campaign to try and get gender identity back into the inclusions of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Basically, there are over 300 organizations that have joined up with United ENDA in the LGBT community, and they're trying to strengthen the bill so that we actually have an opportunity to have protections in employment so that people are only hired and fired based on their skills and abilities, not on their gender presentation or on some perceived notion of what our gender identity means.
What do you say to people that say an event like this is divisive of the LGBT community?
What I have to say about that is that we need to put forth a message of unity in our community, and when someone steps out of that and says that they're going to do something on their own, it is the actions of the organization that is stepping away from the unity that is causing the problem, not the unity itself. So the unity that came together to support United ENDA really was making a statement that we want to stand together, that we are standing together, and that we want a united, basically a united network of individuals and organizations that is going to support things in a meaningful fashion. And when somebody that is a larger organization steps away from that, basically what they're breaking away from that unity. So ultimately, we hope that this protest would allow that organization to realize that they should be unified with us and that they should be making an effort to correct the mistakes of the past. I don't think that there's any mistake that somebody can make that can't be corrected. It just takes effort, and it takes acknowledgement, and it takes time in order to heal those wounds, because, after something as big as this, it does take time. But we want to give the opportunity to organizations that have turned their back on us to be able to say, hey, we understand we made a mistake. This is what we're going to do to fix it. Sit down with us, have conversations, heal that gap, make it a unified mission again. And the only way that we're going to do that is by letting them know that there is a problem. Otherwise, that unity never happens and organizations are just divided.